Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello. Welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 113. So today we're going to be talking about positive emotional eating. Yes, you heard that right. Emotional eating can be a positive thing. But before we get to that, the best bite I had, so I'm recording this just after Easter, and we had Easter Sunday lunch. My dad came over, which was really lovely because he's out of hospital. He hasn't been well, so it's great to see him. And I slow roasted a lamb shoulder, which is kind of like my first slow cooking of the autumn this year. And I was like, I'd forgotten how much I love like slow cooked lamb. It's so delicious. So I had spiced it with some cumin and cinnamon, and then I cooked some quince in with the lamb, and it was just so fragrant, so melt in the mouth, so tender. And we had it with the pistachio and dill salsa. So just roasted pistachios and fresh dill chopped up with some lemon juice and olive oil. And then I made it like a tabbouleh, my best ever tabbouleh. And it was so good. And we had some, I actually found some pickled cherries from Christmas in the fridge, and they were like pickled in balsamic vinegar, and they were really good too. So that was delicious. Oh, and we also had, we had some friends over for lunch on Good Friday, and I'd made like a hot cross bun ice cream, like so good. Anyway, enough about food. Let's talk about positive emotional eating. So plan for today is, I'm just sharing the story behind this concept of positive emotional eating, like how I came to discover it or create it. And then we're going to talk about like what exactly is emotional eating, why it's so effective. And then we're going to talk about how to emotionally eat in a positive way. And then I've got a bonus tip for you as well before we wrap up. So the story behind, you know, how I've come to this concept of emotional eating and actually seeing emotional eating in a positive way is just over the last few years, like with the Naturally Healthy Club, coaching people around changing their relationship with food and also just observing in myself. One of the things I've kind of noticed is that like pretty much everyone in some form has this response where we're eating to soothe ourselves. And so it got me thinking about like, if everyone's doing it, really, can it be that bad? So yeah, that's why over the time I've kind of been seeing it as actually, what if we reframed it rather than seeing emotional eating as this character flaw or this really bad thing that we're doing? What if we used it as a tool, and then rather than it being this out of control thing, we're being intentional with it? And seeing it in that way has really changed how I approach it when I'm working with people, just makes it so much better. So we're going to dive into this more. So what is emotional eating? And basically it's any eating that you're doing to avoid or buffer like from feeling an emotion, not generally a negative emotion, but sometimes people like, you know, it's stress or, you know, just feeling bad, feeling whatever negative emotion. It's using food and eating like to just block out and buffer and soothe, to numb out whatever it is that we don't want to feel. And so why is this like, why are so many people do it? Like, why is it such an effective strategy? I think like understanding this really, it makes so much sense. Like if you think about how we were raised, like when we were babies, like a baby's crying, the best thing you can do for it is give it some food, like to either the breast or the bottle. Like that's the first thing, any parent knows that. Like when they're upset, that's the first thing you do is you think, oh, maybe they're hungry, I'll give them some food. And it's amazing. Like they can be like so devastated, and then you give them that breast, and then all of a sudden they're like just suckling along so happy, so like contented, gooing, like it's like night and day. So as children, like this is part of our evolution is like, and it's a really effective strategy for calming ourselves. And the thing is, like in the past, in caveman times, like emotional eating wasn't a problem because once you grew up, like food was scarce. So it wasn't like we had this abundance of, you know, a refrigerator well stocked to just be able to go and like, you know, stuff our faces whenever we were feeling scared or worried about something. So it just like we didn't have to navigate that. Whereas these days, of course, we have modern refrigeration. We have like access to cheap, plentiful food. And so knowing that it means that it's become a problem. And because like that's part of our evolution, and just from a physiological perspective, you know, our nervous system is either in parasympathetic, which is like the rest and digest system where we're calm and at ease,
or it's in that sympathetic nervous system when we're like in fight or flight and we're ready to tackle problems and handle whatever. And so when we eat, that actually does signal to our bodies that it's a sign that we're safe. It's a sign that our nervous system can shift into rest and digest, because like you can't eat when you're running away from a saber-toothed tiger. So like it makes sense that it actually, on a physiological level, eating does actually help to switch our nervous system back into like calm mode. So that's why it's so effective. And the other reason it's so effective is because for a lot of us, it becomes a habit. So when we're feeling freaked out about something, or we're feeling worried, or we're feeling stressed, then we turn to food. And so we've got that habit loop of eat something, get soothed by it. And we also like eating things gives us a dopamine spike in our brains, like releases that feel good neurotransmitter. So then that becomes this like, oh yeah, we feel better when we eat. That habit, it can be really ingrained. So there's a lot of reasons why emotional eating is such a big thing. And in some cases, it actually does help us. The thing though is using our eating in this way isn't necessarily like a really bad and shameful thing. Like it's not a character flaw. It's actually in some ways a really smart strategy. The problem is when we use it too much, and when the amount of food that we're eating is too much. And if we're not in the habit of listening to our body, so we have an emotional eating, like overeating session, and then we still like sit down and have a normal dinner on top of that, like then that's when it's a problem. But actually using it in this way to help us calm ourselves isn't necessarily a problem. It's like the quantity piece that really comes into it. So that's why I think like there's an opportunity to view emotional eating in a positive way and to use it as a tool. The first thing, like, how do we go about doing that? How do we go about emotionally eating in a positive way? Well, the first thing is to stop shaming ourselves for doing it. So, you know, and that's a big part of the downside to emotional eating is that we feel so bad and we beat ourselves up so much for it afterwards. And because we've like, you know, culturally, like, you know, we shouldn't be emotionally eating. So first of all is to like stop shaming. So whenever it happens, just make that decision. You can make that, that's a decision you can make now while you're listening to me. You can pause and go, you actually don't even need to pause. You can just say, yep, I'm going to stop shaming myself for this, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, it's part of being human. So that's the first thing. It may seem like a little thing, but a lot of the negativity that comes from emotional eating, like, is from this judgment and shame that we're doing ourselves. So we overeat and we feel gross from like in our tummies, but then we pile on all this and we make it mean all these really bad things about ourselves. And so we can just take that layer of badness by deciding to stop shaming ourselves and to deciding to stop judging ourselves when it happens. So that's the first thing. And actually deciding I'm going to use this as a tool and actually being intentional around using food as a one way to help soothe yourself, that takes a lot of the negativity out of it as well. So we want to stop shaming, and then we want to decide like to make an intentional choice of like, yeah, actually, you know what? I'm feeling really stressed out. I'm going to soothe myself. I'm going to have a hot chocolate. I'm going to go to the bakery and have a brownie. And when you approach it in that way, it's so funny, like how psychology works. But when you stop telling yourself that you shouldn't be doing something and you actually give yourself permission to do something, it like takes so much of the charge out of it, helps you be more rational and be more calm with it. So it's like, yeah, of course I'm feeling like really upset about this. Or maybe it's like, you know, it's the anniversary of you losing someone, or like maybe there's some big grief coming up. Like, and so you're actually making that intentional choice is, yeah, okay, I'm feeling really blah. I'm going to go and get an ice cream. I'm going to do this. And when you make that intentional choice, it makes it easier to eat a normal amount of food and not to like go on a complete binge. And so what we also want to do is you want to serve the food out, or if you can eat out where they're serving food for you, that can be helpful. So just be mindful of the portion control. So don't be just standing in the kitchen with a bag of cookies, or sitting on the couch with a whole tub of ice cream. You want to like serve out the cookies onto a plate, put the ice cream into a bowl, or scoop yourself on a cone, sit down and enjoy the hell out of whatever it is that you're eating. So no distractions, like really tune into that pleasure. Let that food soothe you. Let yourself have a break from whatever negativity is going on, and let yourself just enjoy that pleasure and use that pleasure to soothe yourself. And then of course, when you're finished, you're probably going to want more because that feels really good. And you just want to coach yourself and go, actually, you know what? No, we've had our brownie, we've had our ice cream, whatever it was, we've had our cheese, and just and just let yourself, like, coach yourself in that moment to go, you know what, that's enough. And then ask yourself, like, you know, what else do I really need right now? But maybe it's like, need some connection. Maybe it's like calling someone. Maybe it's a hot bath. Maybe it's half an hour with a good book. Maybe it's going for a walk, whatever that is. But asking yourself after you've emotionally eaten, like, what else can I do for myself now? Like, what else do I really need right now? Can be a great transition to go from the eating into another activity that's going to soothe you as well, that's not going to result in you overeating. Yeah, so actually I've skipped ahead. So my bonus tip for you today was to actually be proactive in cultivating other intentional habits for taking care of yourself when you are in an emotional state. Because what happens if your only habit is, and your only go-to is for soothing yourself is food, and you don't have any other tools in your tool belt, of course, you're going to keep using that tool, the tool that you have. So what we want to do is, and this is particularly helpful, like not waiting until you're feeling really triggered or feeling really stressed to decide, oh yeah, I'm going to try another something else. Actually being intentional about every day, like what's something that I can do for myself that's going to be soothing and taking care of myself. So my bonus tip is for you to actually be proactive and cultivate other intentional habits for self-care. And something like you might like to try that I do is like in the afternoons, like before I start cooking dinner, I have like what I call WIN time, which stands for what I need time, which I got from someone who was in my, when I coached with a marriage coach, she was, someone else in the group said that they use, well, actually I think her kids at school had WIN time, like where they got to work on like whatever project they wanted to work on. And I was like, that's a cool acronym. So I adopted that. And yeah, so my bonus tip is what I do is, like boys have screen time. And then at the moment, and I mix it up. So at the moment for a while I've been doing like just a 5-minute guided meditation, a loving kindness meditation. So I go down to the bedroom and do that. And then I'm actually working with a new coach at the moment. So after I do that, I'm doing a bit of self-coaching and like journaling kind of stuff, making a pot of tea and just like having half an hour to just give myself what I need. In the past, like I've like had dance time where I've like put on a song, and actually that was really fun. I should go back to doing that. But yeah, like that time is my time to like soothe myself, to check in with myself, to journal, like, and it's a really great transition. Then I go into the kitchen and start cooking, and yeah, it's a really great transition into the evening. So thinking about like that idea, like how can you also cultivate some other intentional habits for self-care, is definitely something I would recommend. Okay, so that's it for this week. So have a beautiful week. Just remembering that emotional eating can actually be a tool, and you can use it in a positive way. And yeah, just I want you to just think about how this could apply to your life. If you want some help to applying these types of principles where you are actually changing your relationship with food so that you're being proactive about things and you're being intentional about food, and you're like getting rid of that out of control feeling and feeling like, you know, that you're running the show rather than food controlling you, then I'd love you to join the Naturally Healthy Club. So it's my 6-month coaching group where we actually create together your personalized, simple and doable process to becoming this naturally healthy person, so that you change your relationship with food and your body, and so you enjoy eating well and you feel good in your clothes. So for details on when the applications are open for the next group, just check out the link in the show notes or visit my blog, which is thestonesoup.com. It's really fun and I'd love to welcome you in. Okay, have a beautiful week and I will see you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.